Good evening, everybody. It's good to see everyone out this evening. It's good to be back this evening. Have any of you ever bought fertilizer for your house plants or your yard or your garden? Why did you buy it? Did you buy it because you like to have those bags of fertilizer sitting in your garage or by the house? You don't buy it for that. You buy it for the benefits that you get from that. And please open your Bibles to Psalm 119. We're going to look at Psalm 119 this evening. And when you think about fertilizer, there's three basic benefits why you would buy fertilizer. One is if the foliage is yellow and it should be green, you can buy fertilizer to green up a plant. Another benefit you can get is so it'll have deeper roots, so it'll grow down into the ground. You put down a good fertilizer like that for your grass, for good roots, and it'll crowd out the weeds. The other benefit from fertilizer is for blooms, if you want more blossoms or more fruit from something. So with fertilizer, there's three basic benefits that you can get from buying it. But you don't buy it just so you have a bag of fertilizer. You buy it because you want the benefits. Now, when we think about the Word of God, why do we read the Word of God? Maybe somebody told you, you need to read the Word of God. And that's true, but if we read the Word of God and we just read it because somebody told us to, that's no different than buying a bag of fertilizer and leaving it laying in our garage or barn. We read the Word of God for the benefits that we get from it, for the benefits. And Psalm 119 is unique, and it's divided into 22 sections, and each section begins with a letter of the Hebrew alphabet. And there are other psalms that are shorter than this that are written in the same way. And I don't know how to pronounce all of these, but if you look down through this psalm, it has the first section is like Aleph, then Beth, then Gimel, then Daleth, and on down. And this would make it easy for the Hebrews to memorize. It would be just like if we took our alphabet A, B, C, D, and went to the end of it, and we had a song where each stanza started with A. A is for apple. That's easy to remember, and you go right on down. And this helps us to understand the benefits. It helped them to learn and remember them. So what I want us to do this evening, and it's good to go through this psalm from time to time, just to remind us about God's Word, how beneficial it is to us. If you haven't marked these in your Bible yet, mark some of these verses as we go through here, because practically every verse has a reference to God's Word. This is a beautiful psalm about God's Word. So let's start and look at verse 5. Oh, that my ways may be established, to keep thy statutes. So one of the first benefits we see from the Word of God is that it establishes our ways. We must be established. We must be established in the direction we want to go, and the Word of God will do that for us. The second benefit we see starts in verse 9. How can a young man keep his way pure? By keeping it according to thy word. With all my heart I have sought thee. Do not let me wander from thy commandments. Thy word I have treasured in my heart. So we see here, how can a young man keep his way pure? God's word will purify us. And again, to purify us, that gets out all of that dross, all of that unnecessary stuff. We need God's word to do that. And that's a great benefit. Dropping down to verse 24, thy testimonies also are my delight. They are my counselors. So the third benefit we see from God's word is it gives counsel. You know, a lot of people will pay a lot of money to go and talk to a counselor, to get advice. They'll pay money to go to an attorney, to an accountant, to different business counselors. Here, David says, "Thy testimonies also are my delight. They are my counselors." When we need counsel in life, we face a problem. What am I going to do? Where do we turn? Do we turn to some TV show to see what some doctor has to say? Do we go talk to some friend? You know, friends can give us advice, but God's word are our greatest counselors. And we can only get that from spending time in God's word. Drop on down to verse 29. "Remove the false way from me and graciously grant me thy law." So here we see the fourth benefit is that God's word will remove everything false from our life. How do we know what's false in our life? We have to look at God's word. We have to look at God's word, and if our life doesn't measure up with that, then his word will remove the false way from me and graciously grant me thy law. You know, it is by God's grace and mercy that he's given us his word. What if he didn't give us his word? He's going to judge us, and if we didn't know what he's going to do, we would be lost, we would be condemned. But he is graciously giving us his word so that we can remove those false ways, remove those sins from us. And that is a great benefit that we have, but we only have that benefit if we read God's word. Look down at verse 37. "Turn away my eyes from looking at vanity, and revive me in thy ways. Establish thy word to thy servant as that which produces reverence from me. Turn away my reproach which I dread, for thine ordinances are good. Behold, I long for thy precepts. Revive me through thy righteousness." So here, the fifth benefit that we see, he says, "Revive me in thy ways, establish thy word to thy servant as that which produces reverence for thee." God's word produces reverence for God. How are we going to fear him, to know him, to respect him if we don't go to his word? What's the difference? How can we explain this in having reverence for God and not? You know, when we can sing some of the songs in our songbook and we just mouth the words, and that's not showing any fear or respect for God. But when we read God's word and then we think about those songs that we sing, that puts a lot of reverence, that puts a lot of fear and trembling when we think about everything that God has gone through for us. And again, if we don't spend time in God's word, whether we just read it, or like we just mouth the words or mouth the words to the songs, it's not going to do us any good. It's just like that bag of fertilizer. You take that bag of fertilizer, you leave it laying around. Are you going to get any more tomatoes on your tomato plant? Or are you going to get a greener yard? No, you got to take that fertilizer and get it into the plant. And we have to take God's word and get it into our hearts. We have to be like that tree planted by the river that has deep roots. It has a source of nourishment by the river, that water. And then it's going to grow. It's going to flourish. It's going to leaf. And it's going to produce fruit. So moving on down to verse 46, the sixth benefit we see, "I will speak of thy testimonies before kings and not be ashamed." The word of God will increase our courage. The more we study and read God's word, the less afraid we are to stand up and share it with somebody else. And here he says, I'll also speak of thy testimonies before the kings and not be ashamed. Do you ever feel like somebody's putting you down when you try to tell them about God's word? We just need to keep reading it more and more, and it'll give us courage. Dropping down to verse 50, we see the seventh benefit. This is my comfort in my affliction, that thy word has revived me. The arrogant utterly deride me, yet I do not turn aside from law. I have remembered thine ordinances from of old, O Lord, and comfort myself. This is a great benefit we have, that God's word comforts us in afflictions. And again, we're all going to go through afflictions. And one of the easiest, not easiest, one of the best ways to get comfort is to turn to God's word. You see, people go through problems in life. Some people will reach for a bottle. They'll try to get rid of their problems by taking alcohol. They'll reach for pills. Those things don't give you comfort in your affliction. God's word will give you comfort. Drop on down to verse 61, and we see the eighth benefit. The cords of the wicked have encircled me, but I have not forgotten thy law. At midnight I shall rise to give thanks to thee because of thy righteous ordinances. So God's word will guard me from panic. Do you ever get anxious about something? One of the best things to do is to have God's word in your heart. And when trouble surrounds us, the cords of wicked encircled me, but I've not forgotten thy law. At midnight I shall rise to give thanks to thee because of thy righteous ordinances. God's word will guard us from panic. Drop down to verse 66. Teach me good discernment and knowledge, for I believe in thy commandments. So here the ninth benefit, God's word teaches me discernment and knowledge. How else are we going to be able to know the difference between good and evil, between right and wrong, unless we go to God's word? Drop down to verse 79. May those who fear thee turn to me, even those who know my testimonies. So we see the 10th benefit, God's word is going to make me resourceful. If you have a problem in life, who are you going to want to go to? You want to go to somebody that doesn't know a thing about anything? Or do you want to go to somebody that understands God's word, that knows the stories that are recorded in it, that knows how to deal with problems? You want to go to that person. And if we spend time in God's word, it's going to make us resourceful. May those who fear thee turn to me, even those who know thy testimonies. Drop on down to verse 87. They almost destroyed me on earth, but as for me, I did not forsake thy precepts. Revive me according to thy loving kindness, so that I may keep the testimony of thy mouth. The 11th benefit here, they almost destroyed me, but I did not forsake thy precepts. How could David stand strong and not forsake, not turn against the precepts of God? God's word, the more time we spend in it, will cultivate patience in our life. We've got to have patience. If we don't have patience going through these trials and afflictions, something hard comes along. And we see it all the time. People forsake God. They forsake God. But God's word will cultivate patience and revive me according to thy loving kindness. Drop down to verse 93 and we see the 12th benefit. I will never forget thy precepts, for by them thou hast revived me. This is a great benefit that we can get from spending time in God's word. God's word revives us. It keeps us spiritually recharged. And the more time you spend in God's Word, the more time you want to spend in God's Word. It just builds us up. We come together for Bible study. We come together to learn. And it will keep us spiritually recharged. And you see the opposite. What if you don't study God's Word? What if you don't pick your Bible up and read it? What if you don't come together and study and question thoughts and what we hear and what we believe? We're going to be spiritually weak. Spiritually weak. We need to be spiritually recharged. Why? Because our battery is going to run down. Just like in our car, like in anything else that has a power source in it, it's going to run down and become weak, and it needs to be recharged. And God's Word keeps me spiritually recharged. Drop down to verse 98. Thy commandments make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever mine. For I have more insight than all thy teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the aged, because I have observed thy precepts. You want to get a good education? Get an education understanding God's Word. Here, this benefit, it accelerates our understanding, because God's Word answers so many of the mysteries of life. And you'll see people out chasing after this degree or that degree, and there's nothing wrong with having a degree. But he says, thy commandments, that's thy law, thy words, make me wiser than thy enemies. They are ever mine. I have more insight than all my teachers. You see, when we study God's Word, we look at things from God's perspective, not from the world's perspective. And that gives us a great advantage over others. Drop down to verse 111, and we see the 14th benefit. I have inherited thy testimonies forever, for they are the joy of my heart. I have inclined my heart to perform thy statutes forever, even to the end. So here we see that God's Word creates a joyful heart. Creates a joyful heart. So I have to ask myself, if I don't have a joyful heart, how much time am I spending in God's Word? We spend more time in God's Word, and we are going to have a joyful heart. And again, it's not something that's just academic. We must manifest that. When we think about all that God has done for us each day, how gracious He's been to us, how merciful, that should lift our hearts with joy. They are the joy of my heart. I have inclined my heart to perform thy statutes. That should motivate us to go about and live a happy life. We must manifest this. Drop down to verse 116, and we see the 15th benefit. Sustain me according to thy word, that I may live, and do not let me be ashamed of my hopes. What does God's word do? It sustains me when I feel helpless. When you feel like there's nothing else in this world that you can put your trust in, or there's nobody else to turn to that can help you, we shouldn't get to that end. But when we are at those bleak moments in life, the thing that will get us through those times is God's Word. Sustain me according to thy word, that I may live, and do not let me be ashamed of my hope. Drop down to verse 128. Therefore I esteem right all thy precepts concerning everything. I hate every false way. And this is similar to some of the other benefits, but here we see that God's Word, it enables us to honor right and to hate wrong. And again, we have to understand God. The more we understand God, the more that we want to be like God, the more we are want going to want to do what is right, to do good, and the more we are going to hate sin. When we understand what sin does to a soul, what it did to the Son of God, we are going to hate that. And God's Word, the more we spend time in it, it's going to enable us to honor right and to hate wrong. Drop down to verse 133. Verse 133, and we see the 17th benefit. Or I'll read at 132. Turn to me and be gracious to me after thy manner with those who love thy name. Establish my footsteps in thy word, and do not let any iniquity have dominion over me. So God's word causes me to walk in the truth. If we are in God's word, establish my footsteps in thy word. And again, that goes back to where we started in verse 5. Oh, that my ways may be established, to keep thy statutes. It all starts with being established in God's word. And we establish our footsteps in thy word, and do not let any iniquity have dominion over me. Again, how can we help to protect ourselves and keep ourselves from sinning? By establishing ourselves in God's word. Drop down to verse 143, and we see an 18th benefit of God's word. Trouble and anguish have come upon me, yet thy commandments are my delight. Thy testimonies are righteous forever. Give me understanding that I may live. God's word will surround us with delight in spite of difficulties. And again, this is something you can't fake it. You can't fake it. If you don't have if you aren't rooted in God's word, you aren't going to make it through the rough times. Trouble and anguish have come upon me, yet thy commandments are my delight. God's word surrounds us with delight in spite of difficulties. Again, why? Because we aren't focused on these difficulties. We're all going to suffer pain and suffer affliction and maybe persecution. That's common to all of us. Satan wants us to focus on that, because what's going to happen then? We're going to take our eyes off of God. But when we spend time in God's word, it's going to surround us with delight in spite of what we're going through. We could be going through the worst thing in life, but God will see us through our difficulties, and that should give us great strength. Drop down to verse 147, and we see a 19th benefit. I rise before dawn and cry for help. I wait for thy words. God's word will help us develop discipline of prayer. He says, I rise before dawn and cry for help. We need to be prayerful people. God is speaking to us through his word. We need to speak to him constantly. If you wake up in the middle of the night worrying about problems of the next day, what do you do? Do you think about that problem or that person of the next day, and then you can't sleep at all? Or do you pray to God? Turn it over to God. Let him carry the burden. Spending time in God's word develops the discipline of prayer. Drop down to verse 153, and we see the 20th benefit. Look upon my affliction and rescue me, for I do not forget thy law. Plead my cause and redeem me. Revive me according to thy word. So here again, this benefit's similar to some of the others, but God's word rescues me when I am defenseless. Look upon me in my affliction and rescue me. When nobody else can help us, when nobody else can save us, who can do it? God can. But he's not going to do it if we do not have him in our heart. It's not going to do any good, just like that bag of fertilizer. We've got to get that fertilizer out, get it in contact with the plant. We've got to get God's word into our heart so that we can enjoy the benefits. Drop down to verse 146, and we see the 21st benefit. Seven times a day I praise thee because of thy righteous ordinances. Those who love thy law have a great peace, and nothing causes them to stumble. Here we see that God's word fills me with praise without and peace within. Seven times a day I praise thee. Does that mean he would number the times and he would praise God seven times in a day? No, that's talking about a full day, all day long, completely. All day I praise thee. Why does David praise God? Because of thy righteous ordinances. Again, that's God's word. And if we love God's law, what are the benefits we have here? Those who love thy law have great peace. We can take peace at knowing that God is in control, and nothing causes them to stumble. It fills me with praise without and peace within. And then the last benefit, the 22nd one that's listed in this psalm, is in verse 176. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments. What's one of the great benefits of God's word? It draws me back when I stray. We stray away from God's word. What's going to pull us back to God? It's going to be God's word. Just like a lost sheep that's gone astray. I've seen this in people's lives where they learned the truth, they obeyed it, then they wandered away. They, as we say, they left the fold, they went back into the world. And years later, they came back. They came back to the Lord. It might be something like that, or it might be just a sin that we commit from one day, or a sin that we are struggling with. But he says, I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant. And if we're struggling with sin, if we're dealing with sin, what's going to draw us back to God? It's going to be spending more time in his word. For I do not forget thy commandments. You know, this is a beautiful psalm. Sometimes when we start to read it and we read through it, there's just too much in it to comprehend it. But when we break it down and look at these sections, I think it's something that fortifies us from time to time. It's good to go through that. Because sometimes we might think, well, what good does it do to read God's word? Right here is 22 good reasons to read God's word, and 22 ways that it will benefit our life. It'll make us stronger. It will give us all of those things that we need to make it through this life and to deal with the problems that come along. God's word is amazing. It is so powerful, and it can save us. It can save us. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Again, that word power, that we get our word dynamite, it's powerful. But again, dynamite is not powerful until it is lit, until it is set on fire. God's word is not powerful until we set it on fire, we ignite it, we put it in our heart, we put it in our life, and we live it, and then it is powerful. Friends, I hope this has helped to give you something to think about this evening and going through this week. And with God's word, if we are lost, who do we have to blame? God has explained everything to us. He's made it so plain and so simple. He's done everything for us. It's up to us to submit to God, to follow His word, to become His children, and then to live faithfully. If there's anybody here this evening that needs to respond to the gospel invitation, we invite you to come forward now as we stand and sing. Just as